From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. This is Idaho Matters. This weekend, you can fight alongside the Rebel Alliance or join the Galactic Empire, because the largest Star Wars fan exhibition is in Boise. The Fans Strike Back is an exhibition curated by fans for fans. It has life-size figurines, lightsabers, blasters, costumes, photos, you name it. Joining us today to talk more about the exhibit is Aaron Seymour, Education Manager with the Discovery Center of Idaho, and Alina Svidgal with the Center's Marketing and Communications Manager. I want to welcome both of you to Idaho Matters.
Hi, thanks, Samantha. Hi, Samantha. Thanks for having us on.
No problem. All right. So talk a little bit about what folks are going to see when they walk into the Discovery Center to this exhibit. Just kind of take us on a visual tour.
Yeah, so the Fan Strike Back exhibition, like you said, is the largest fan-made Star Wars exhibition in the world. When visitors come in, they'll walk in, they'll be greeted by C-3PO and R2-D2. We've got a bunch of really famous figurines in cases. We even have iconic creatures from the series like Chewbacca and Stormtroopers, even a Darth Vader. And visitors will also get to see movie-inspired sets created by Star Wars fans.
Wow, you've got it all.
We sure do. It's really exciting, and we're excited to have all of the fans come out and explore the Empire with us.
Okay, so everything that's part of this exhibit came from a fan, right? This is not a George Lucas or a Disney exhibit. This is fans' stuff.
That's correct. Yeah. So this exhibition has not been produced by Star Wars or Lucasfilms or Disney, and it's actually completely created by a Star Wars fan. His name is Daniel Parada. He is a Star Wars collector. He's very passionate about science fiction, and he's been collecting Star Wars pieces since the age of 8. And he is still looking for some specific pieces to the exhibition. So if there are any Star Wars fans out there who have some of those pieces, you'll definitely have to take a browse through our galleries and find the cases that he's looking to complete.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Okay, tell me about this. There's a photo opportunity that's part of the exhibit. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we have a souvenir photo booth. It's like a green screen experience, which is available for purchase. So visitors have the opportunity to choose from different props, different cloaks. We've actually had a ton of people coming in costume, which has been really amazing. So some of them don't even need to borrow props from us. So they can dress up and take a picture on different green screen backgrounds. We've got an ice planet representing the planet Hoth. We have a lava planet like Mustafar, and we also have a hyperspace background. So we've seen some really cool family photos. I am going to bring my family and take a photo for our Christmas card for next year. But it's a really, really cool experience where you get to fully immerse in the galaxy.
And does this cover all of Star Wars? I think a lot of people think of Star Wars. They think of just maybe 3 or 6 movies, but it sounds like there's more to it than that.
So I believe that this exhibition mainly covers scenes and characters from The Empire Strikes Back. Ooh. Although there are some other characters in there that only fans will really notice because they're part of fan fiction series and spinoffs and stuff. So there are a couple extra pieces here as well, but it is mainly tailored to The Empire Strikes Back movie.
Wow. I think that's fascinating. Okay, so I understand there's trivia that's sprinkled throughout the exhibit. Give us some fun facts that maybe non-super Star Wars fans might not know.
Ooh, so there are a ton of different panels that have different information about what you're seeing. So if you aren't certain who a certain character is, or like maybe what planet they live on or what movie they come from, that information is typically presented near each different display. One of my favorite parts is a collection of lightsabers, which is unique to the specific characters. So if you've seen any of the movies, you know that there are different colored lightsabers. Each of the different colors comes from a different kyber crystal. So true fans would know that kyber crystals are these super rare force attuned crystals. When Jedi younglings are in training, they have to go to this cave and kind of find the crystal that speaks to them as guided by the force. And when they get the crystal, it starts as a clear crystal, but when they obtain it, it turns a different color based on their nature. So you might know there are some green lightsabers, blue lightsabers, purple lightsaber. It's my favorite from Mace Windu. But it also, the display includes the kyber crystal that aligns with each of the characters. And so then there's one case that has the all the red kyber crystals for the Darksiders. And so the kyber crystals that have been used by people on the dark side, like Kylo Ren or Darth Vader, they have turned red because the kyber crystal bleeds. So if a Darksider is bending the crystal to their will and misusing the force, it turns that red color, which I think is a pretty neat fact.
That's awesome. Wow. I did not know that. That is amazing. We're speaking with Aaron Seymour and Alina Svidgal about the Discovery Center of Idaho's Fans Strike Back exhibit. Okay, so you were talking about lightsabers, which for folks who aren't Star Wars fans are the big, shiny, lighty swords that they fight with. But when you talk about the actual prop, this is a movie prop, right? I mean, these are collectibles. Are we talking about collectibles that are at the exhibit? And I'm guessing that, I mean, collectibles like this aren't cheap.
Yeah, so we've got some of, so each of the characters has a different lightsaber like handle. So they have different designs that are, again, unique to them. So we have the hilts or the handles available for viewing in the display. We also have our STEM store, and we are selling different really cool lightsabers there. So there are kind of different scales of uniqueness and cost, so you can get really really cool detailed lightsabers in our STEM store if you're interested.
Wow, I can walk out with my own lightsaber if I want.
Yeah.
Very, very exciting. But you mentioned some of the other things, being greeted by C-3PO and R2-D2, and I mean, these are very very detailed props and pieces of the movies.
Absolutely. Yeah. So they are extremely lifelike. We have life-size figurines. There are even little small ones. So you'll see all different sizes of C-3PO throughout the exhibition. The life-sized ones are right at the beginning. So it's a really great photo op. We've seen so many amazing pictures being taken as people are browsing through. It's been just really a fully immersive experience for people.
You mentioned some folks showed up in costume. What have you been hearing from the folks as they come in? Are they excited?
Absolutely. We've seen so many Idaho Star Wars fans come out of the woodwork that we didn't even know existed. We've had people in full costume. We've had people wearing different Star Wars t-shirts, hats, even light up shoes. We've had people coming who have volunteered to add their own memorabilia to the collection. So it's been really, really great to kind of get more involved with that community. We have Gem State Comic Con coming up as well at the beginning of April, where we'll be. So we're hoping to see even more fans there and spread the news about our exhibition.
Aaron, what's your favorite part of the exhibit?
I think that the attention to detail that we see throughout the exhibition is just amazing. There is an area kind of right past the beginning part with the life-sized R2-D2 and C-3PO that portrays a life-size young Anakin, and he's in his pod racer. It looks like he's hovering on the ground, and the background behind it is actually blurry. So you almost feel like you're riding along with him in his pod racer across the sand. And just kind of things like that. It's awesome to see the amazing artistry and passion that is evident in each piece. There's always something new to see. I've walked through hundreds of times and I notice something different every single time.
That's awesome. Alina, what's your favorite part?
Yeah, so my favorite part actually kind of comes a little bit after the really cool pod racer scene with young Anakin. And as you're walking through, we have these red, hot, fiery desert walls, which are representing the planet of Tatooine. And as you're walking through, it's a little bit hotter in that gallery. And then you transition into our second gallery, which is the cold and icy environment of planet Hoth. And I find that transition to be really cool because you walk past the desert area of Tatooine, you walk into Hoth, and there's it's cold in there. The environment has completely changed. It's blue lights, there's ice hanging, there's fans going that give the visitors the feeling of walking through an icy planet. And I feel that that immersive experience is really cool for visitors.
Wow. How long is the exhibit going to be around?
So the Fan Strike Back exhibition will be at the Discovery Center of Idaho through this fall. So it'll be ending right around the time that school starts. And then afterwards, we're going to be bringing back some really cool, really fun hands-on exhibits to interact with. So we hope everybody stays tuned for that.
Absolutely. We've been speaking with Erin Seymour, Education Manager with the Discovery Center of Idaho, and Alina Svidgal, the Center's Marketing and Communications Manager, about the Fans Strike Back exhibit. I want to thank you both for being here.
Thanks for having us, Samantha.
And just a quick note, the Discovery Center of Idaho wants to ensure their patrons understand that the Fans Strike Back exhibition is in no way linked to Disney Enterprises, Lucasfilms, the Lego Groups, or Hasbro. All of the image used in the exhibit are reproductions of private works.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is Chip Brantley, co-host of the NPR podcast White Lies. Before we found the man in Vancouver, before we sued the State Department, before we snuck into the graveyard of a federal penitentiary, all we had were the photographs. Photographs of a group of Cuban men standing on the roof of a prison in rural Alabama. That's this season on the NPR podcast, White Lies.